We have a really, really great panel lined up for this next presentation. This presentation is called Ethical Pitfalls in Bankruptcy. To introduce our panelists, starting in the middle, is Professor Jonathan Lipson. Professor Lipson holds the Harold E. Cohn Chair and is a professor of law at Temple University Beasley School of Law. He teaches contracts, bankruptcy, corporations, commercial law, and a variety of other business law courses. Professor Lipson is a member of the American Law Institute, a regent of the American College of Commercial Finance Lawyers, and is the assistant reporter for the Model Business Corporation Act, promulgated by the Corporate Laws Committee of Business Law Section of the American Bar Association. Professor Lipson has been counsel of record to law professors in a number of significant appellate bankruptcy decisions, including, near and dear to our hearts, Purdue Pharma and FTX. He was pro bono counsel to an opioid activist and survivor in Purdue Pharma, where he successfully obtained the appointment of a bankruptcy examiner over fierce resistance, which is detailed in Beth Macy's book, Raising Lazarus, Hope, Justice, and the Future of America's Overdose Crisis. To Judge Lipson's left is Judge Alan Gropper. Judge Gropper was appointed as a United States bankruptcy judge for the Southern District of New York on October 4th, 2000, and he retired on January 9th, 2015. Prior thereto, he was a member of the law firm of White & Case, initially as a litigator and later as head of the Bankruptcy and Reorganization Group. He represented clients in connection with some of the nation's largest Chapter 11 cases, including Manville Corporation, Texaco, LTV Corporation, Federated Department Stores, Allied Stores Corporation, Thatcher Glass Corporation, Maxwell Communications Corp., MGM, and United States Lines. Judge Gropper presently serves as a consultant and expert witness in litigated matters and as an arbitrator and mediator. He is an adjunct professor of law at Fordham Law School, a member of the National Bankruptcy Conference, and a fellow of the American College of Bankruptcy. Last but certainly not least is our moderator for this panel, a man who needs no introduction probably at any bankruptcy conference, much less this one, Professor Jay Westbrook. I will keep it short, Professor Westbrook, since you were introduced also this morning. Professor Westbrook is professor of law here at the University of Texas School of Law. He's received a lot of awards, as we all know. But I think notably of his service, he's a member of the American Law Institute, National Bankruptcy Conference, and the American College of Bankruptcy. He also serves as a consultant to the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank, and he was the United States reporter for the ALI's Transnational Insolvency Project and co-head of the United States delegation to the UN conference that created the Model Law on Cross-Border Insolvency. My favorite designation in your biography, Professor Westbrook, though, is that you have twice been named the outstanding teacher at the University of Texas School of Law. So please join me in welcoming our panel.
Well, thank you so much. We're going to start off with Jonathan, who has written a lot about ethical problems, especially recently in the FTX case, which is certainly a rich vein of questions in that area. Please.
Thank you, Jay. As Kelly said, I'm Jonathan Lipson. I teach at Temple Law School, and it's a pleasure and it's a privilege to be here today. I wanted to thank the folks who organized this, Hannah and her group, but I also wanted to say a quick word about Professor Westbrook. As you know, many of you know, as everybody knows, he's a giant in our field, and one of the many reasons he is because the bankruptcy book that he and Senator Warren first put together, I believe, was one of the first books to have a special chapter on ethics in bankruptcy, and I thought it was an amazing idea when I started to teach bankruptcy in 2010, and I obviously continue to think it's important. And one other qualification, I think Judge Gropper is going to talk about what is sometimes euphemistically referred to as the troubles in Houston. I am not going to be able to participate in that because I'm actually an expert witness in the case. So it's not that I'm not interested, so to speak, it's just that it's probably better for me to not say anything. The paper that we've submitted to you guys is called FTX, Conflicting Public and Private Interests in Chapter 11, and it's focusing on the question, you know, what is the public interest in the Chapter 11 process? That's an interesting academic question, and we're not going to talk too much about that for the next 15 or 20 minutes. Instead, I'm going to talk about some of the ethical issues that have arisen in the FTX case and are, you know, in some ways related to questions of public interest. In particular, I'm going to talk a little bit about the role that the law firm of Sullivan & Cromwell has played at FTX before, at, and perhaps during the bankruptcy case.